It is such a pleasure to welcome the Managing Director of Tafel Music, Mr. William Norris. Always great to see you.
Good to be back.
It is nice to see you once more to talk about the exciting adventures of Tafel Music as you begin another great season. And, well, among other things, there are a couple of concerts coming up that we're going to discuss. One is in September and the other one in October. We're going to talk about a new CD release. But I want to first start with your new era under a new music director, Alyssa Citterio. Mm-hmm. And she has arrived from Milan and is already making a contribution in the rehearsals for these first performances. Tell us the story again of how you were able to find and convince Alyssa to join Tafel Music.
Sure. Well, as anyone who knows Tafel Music well knows, that we had quite a lengthy search process after Gene stepped down to find the right successor for Gene. And we had a search committee, which is, you know, we had friends of Tafel Music and musicians and so on. And that process brought in a lot of guests over the years. And Alyssa came in, and we kind of knew at once that she was a real contender. And actually, one of the reasons the process took a little bit longer than we expected was that everyone had two trials with the orchestra, so two concerts. And she actually got pregnant, so we had to put off her second trial for 6 months. But we're very glad we did, and we waited, and she was the one. And as you say, she comes to us from Milan, and she played in the orchestra of La Scala. And she's a great find and a very good fit for the kind of the ethos of Tafel Music. It's a very collaborative kind of organization.
Well, she's a wonderful violin virtuoso to begin with.
Absolutely. That's a given, really. Yeah. And in the concerts coming up, you're going to see her both working as part of the orchestra, but also being a soloist. So you'll be able to hear that virtuosic nature.
Well, the season opens on September 21st to 24th at Kerner Hall, and then a performance at the Toronto Center for the Arts on the 26th of this month. And that's a program called A Joyous Welcome. We played some Handel to start the interview. You're going to play some Handel at that program.
Absolutely. There's a nice mix in that first one. And it's really intended as a real celebratory concert. We've got quite a big orchestra. We've got 32 musicians on stage, I think. And it's also including Summer from the Four Seasons. So dotted throughout the season, we've got each of those seasons. So we're starting off with Summer because it appears to be still summer. That's a nice way to have something throughout the season and for Elisa to be kind of shown off in that way.
Yeah, because she has come to us from Italy, after all.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, also on the program we have two Handel pieces and some of the Rameau, Les Boreades.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a bit about that.
Well, that's from his opera, which Les Boreades, which is, wasn't actually performed until after he died, actually considerably long after he died. And that's really, lots of it is dance music, and that's really going to be using that expanded orchestra to the full. And usually we have four horns in that concert, and I'm always amazed to watch natural horns. You know, they have no valves, and it's just done by different lengths of tubing. It's quite incredible to watch. So that should be a really exuberant way to finish the concert.
Off to another venue in October, your own home, Jean mm-hmm. Lamont Hall in the Trinity St. Paul's Center, for a performance called Elisa's Italian Adventure.
Absolutely, yeah. So this is going to be her debut performances as music director at our home, at Trinity St. Paul's. And Elisa's put this program together because obviously we announced her in January and most of the season had already been planned. But this was a concert she had a chance to really plan herself. And the idea is it's a little bit of a tour around Italy, including a visit to her hometown of Brescia. So it's quite personal to her, I think. And again, we have the next in line of the Four Seasons, so you'll be able to hear Autumn from the Four Seasons.
And I understand that on that program, a full half of the performances have never been played
Absolutely.
In concert by Tafel
yep,
Music.
Yep, that's right. And that's just one of the exciting things about working with Elisa, that she's going to bring some new repertoire to us.
Now, we look forward to that. Again, the dates for the Joyous Welcome, September 21st to 24th at Kerner Hall, and then September 26th at the Toronto Center for the Arts. The Elisa's Italian Adventure is October 11th to the 15th, all performances at Jean Lamont Hall, Trinity St. Paul's. And the other bit of excitement, just before we leave the concerts, I want to remind everybody that each one of them has a free pre-concert
That's
chat.
That's right, yep. We recently introduced those. They're free for everyone. They're just 1 hour before the concert, and you'll be able to find out a little bit about the performers or what's coming up in the concert.
I have found in my own personal experience it is really worthwhile to attend that. You get so much more mm-hmm. out of the performance, particularly if you're somewhat new to classical music or to period instrument music. Now we go on to the big excitement, and after, about a dozen years of various recordings, mm-hmm. Tafel Music has a fabulous Beethoven CD.
Absolutely, yes. I've got it actually here in front of me. We've got for the first time all our Beethoven recordings collected into one set. You may remember that last fall we put out Beethoven 9, which was the last one we recorded, and now we've got them all together in a nice box, so you can have all of them together. And it's we are the first period orchestra in, we think, the Americas to have done this. So it's a big milestone for us. And as you say, recordings dating back to 2004, we started this journey with Bruno Weil, and now complete.
Now, they all involve his conducting at the various times that he's appeared as a guest conductor. Where is Bruno now? What's he up to?
I think he's out in Germany at the moment, is where he lives. He is actually coming back to close this season, so we're just kicking off the season now. But he's back in May conducting Beethoven. So
now, the CD is going to be officially released on September 22nd on the Tafel Music Media label, and then there's worldwide distribution by Naxos, so our listeners can look for it wherever they buy CDs. A full 6-CD package in a striking box set of all of the Beethoven symphonies. I thank our special guest, the managing director of Tafel Music, William Norris, and let's hear some Beethoven. Again, this is from that Tafel Music CD. The final movement of Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony No. 6. Tafel Music, thrilled to present its recordings of the complete Beethoven symphonies. Six CDs packaged in a striking box set, recorded under the direction of guest conductor Bruno Weil over a 12-year period. The Tafel Music cycle marks the first time a North American orchestra has recorded all nine Beethoven symphonies on period instruments. It will be released officially on the Tafel Music Media label September 22nd, worldwide distribution by Naxos. And thanks to the Tafel Music Managing Director William Norris for his visit today to Bill's Classical Jukebox and telling us about the opening night of the 2017-2018 season and Elisa Citerio's debut concerts as music director. A joyous welcome is on from September 21st to 24th at Kerner Hall, and then up at the Toronto Center for the Arts on the 26th. We also have a concert coming up in October, the 11th to 15th, at Jean Lamont Hall, Trinity St. Paul's Center. TafelMusic.org is where you get more information.